Did you just pull a bottle of gin out of the tech cupboard?
I did. I pulled a bottle of gin out of the tech cupboard.
The mics aren't on, are they? Well, all right. Well,
it was for research purposes.
Can you pull another glass out the other cupboard and let's have a party?
I'm closing the tech cupboard and no one's seen the gin.
Okay. Hey there, creative minds and business enthusiasts. Welcome to Looks Like We Made It, the podcast where we dive deep into the dynamic world of video marketing, content creation, and all things creative. I'm Izzy, your guide through this creative journey, wearing two hats, head of production and senior video editor. But I am not in this alone. Meet the other half of our dynamic duo, my dad, Chris, our director and the creative genius behind Howl Media and Howl Training. Together, we're not just a podcast, we're a father-daughter team on a mission to bring you insights, tips, and laughs from the heart of the creative industry. Whether you're a business looking to up your video game or a budding creative hungry for knowledge, this is the place to be. We've got real life experiences, expert advice, and a sprinkle of anecdotes to keep things interesting. So if you're ready to unlock the power of video, bespoke content, and training to achieve amazing results, you're in the right spot. Fasten your seatbelts because this is Looks Like We Made It, and where we turn creativity into success, one episode at a time. Let's go. So, hello.
Let's go. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going good. Another second Tuesday has rolled around.
I know. It's coming around quick, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming around quick. I'll tell you what, it's great. You're not going to say it'll be 2025 soon, are you?
Well, Christmas is very, very close, so, you know.
It is quite nice that the nights are drawing out a bit.
I know.
I like that. And is it me? Has it been winter for 9 months?
Winter is definitely still here.
It's literally been winter for 9 months.
I know. I'm yet to defrost, I must admit. Yeah. But
well, in a previous one, we were talking about location, weren't we? And I would caveat that it would be quite nice to have a location that was sunnier and warmer, maybe like in the south of France or something.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, an office. Oh, yes. Maybe Monaco office.
Neither of us speak French. That could
a
be
Monaco
quite,
office.
I could see the demise of Howl Media being neither of us know how to
network. All right, moving on.
Oui, où est la piscine? Right. So this week I thought I'm gonna take the reins on this one here,
okay.
Because there's something that we created, we generated in the latter end of 2023, which is something that we've been working on for a while, which I've been quite excited to talk about.
Brand new business, you mean?
Brand new business. And that, if you've been living under a rock and haven't seen it all over the world, is Howl Training.
Howl Training.
So why?
Another ambitious name. We're very clever naming we've got going on there.
Yeah, because Howl you could just stick on anything. Howl plastering, Howl plumbing.
Well, yeah.
Howl anything,
I wouldn't want to hire me for any of those things, to be honest.
Well,
anyway,
we can stick a name on
training.
Anything.
Howl Training. Yeah, what a
great
thing.
I've been keen to sort of set up Howl Training for quite a while because I've worked more in the world of training, I suppose, and that's been sort of my favorite thing to do over the past few years. And over sort of the course of 2021-2022, I was starting a bit of a venture in terms of building a training organization, and I took the exact view we took with Howl Media, which is let's just stick Howl and training on it and let's go with it. So
I think that Howl Training is a great concept, and it's really, really weird that when I'm sort of at a network event or speaking at an event or whatever, and I'm talking about our video production, talking about kind of film production, all that sort of stuff, and I say to people, well, you know, if you can hire us on, you know, hire us on under our Atlas banner, or hire us as a standalone to come and make you a film, whatever it might be, or alternatively, hire us to come and teach you how to make your own. And that kind of freaks people out. They think, well, that's counterintuitive as a business person saying, well, don't hire my company to come and do it. Hire somebody from my company to come and teach you how to do it. But for me, and for you by definition, it makes perfect sense. It makes absolutely, it's total clarity, because they're two separate things. Oh. And I think that's what makes Howl Training such a compelling prospect, because what we're doing with Howl Training is we're empowering people to make their own creative content, to understand why they're making their own creative content, and to develop their own skills to be able to produce some really quite cool stuff with often with equipment that they've got in their pocket, i.e. their phone, or for a very, very limited budget, to actually develop their own sort of strategy and make it themselves. Okay. And that, it sits so perfectly next to what we're doing with Howl Media. I've just stolen every word you're about to say, haven't I?
Yes, I'm going to go home now. No, so I think that the reason why, I as the person who's kind of flying that Howl training flag as alongside you, is that I see content creation as a bit of a journey. I'm going to get inspirational here, is that every business has to start somewhere with it. We started somewhere with it. Everyone has to kind of start from a point where they might have never made content themselves before. They might have never really, their marketing could be so far as a bunch of dusty flyers they bring out every couple of months. Like, they might not have any marketing output. I mean, we've even met businesses who don't have websites. We've met businesses who have kind of done something a certain way for a certain amount of time and don't really know where to go next, or are kind of scared by the whole prospect.
And you can make an assumption that everybody's on TikTok, everybody's really cutting
that's
edge, everybody's, you know, and we come across people, as you say, we come across people who just say, well, you know, I sent someone a fax and I haven't heard back.
Yeah, by going into our world and seeing, I mean, lots of businesses kind of just work in their industry, but we work across so many different industries, so many different worlds. We see so many different types of businesses that we get a bit of a glimpse into how different things work. And it's alarming just quite how many people just don't really know where to start at all. So when you have a big agency like us that appears and goes, I know, we're going to get you on TikTok, we're going to get you a wacky, amazing promo, we're going to get you on TV, we're going to do all this stuff, it can sometimes be a little bit intimidating, because if you've gone from nothing to that, there's often not really much of it. It's a huge leap. And obviously we guide you through that leap and we look after you, but it can be quite a big step for a lot of businesses. And the where Howl training fits for a lot of businesses at the moment is taking them from that point of, I have literally no idea and I've never done it before, to being in a position where they can feel confident enough in their own output, their own content, their own skills, to be like, hey, I know what's working and what's not. Now I speak to a marketing company.
And it's speed to react as well. That's the other important
totally,
thing.
Yeah.
That ultimately, if you've trained someone to make their own content and they're doing something that afternoon, they're confident enough to go, yeah, right, I'll film this, just put something out there. And that fulfills kind of the key thing often around social media, is that it's instantaneous. It's when it's happening.
Yeah,
and certain platforms rely on that.
Yeah.
And empowering people to be able to produce stuff that is good enough quality, and they, you know, you've taught them the basics, that they're able to just jump in and do it straight off the bat.
Yeah, and I think there's what I've found by going into businesses and by running training sessions for different businesses in sessions, or by doing consultancy work or whatever it may be, is I've really noticed that there's two or three main setbacks as to why businesses just flat out do not want to be making content themselves, or they just literally avoid marketing and content creation overall. The first thing is that they think they're too boring. So they look at their own industry or they look at their own job and go, no one would be interested in what I do on a day to day. No one would be interested in what we produce. Literally, why would anyone want to watch a video of me doing X, Y, or Z? The second thing is that they have no technical ability. So they look at, you know, it's often people who look at their kids making content for TikTok, or they look at people making, well, they look at the professionals making really cool stuff. They look at the technical ability that other people have and they get slightly intimidated by the fact they don't have any technical ability. And they think, where am I going to start with learning all of this? And then that stops them from making anything. Or the third thing is confidence. So people are just too nervous to be on camera. They're too nervous to put themselves out there, too nervous to sort of have faith in themselves and what they're capable of doing, and throwing that message out there to their audience, even though they may be utterly incredible at what they do. They may be adored and loved by everyone they work with and have an amazing reputation. The thought of getting on camera and maybe saying that is a massive setback. So the courses, so we essentially run five different courses that are designed to pinpoint one of those exact things and help people get over whatever obstacle they're going through. And then that obstacle will let, once that obstacle's out of the way and they've had some practice and some reassurance, they can then get more momentum. They can see it's working. And that's when they think, oh my God, I need to kick it up a notch. And then they reappear and Howell Media is there ready to help them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It was that Howell training.
That is Howell training. Yeah.
So what are the five things then?
The five courses. Oh, I didn't think you'd ask. Oh. So the five courses are, so we have Confidence on Camera, one of our most popular courses, which essentially is there to, yes?
No, I was going to say, I was nodding. That's literally, I was nodding.
It's Confidence on Camera because that is the thing that people they don't want to be on camera. And how many times have we gone to a shoot where we've had to say to people, right, sit in front of that camera and let's talk and let's interview, and they've literally been terrified until we go in and make them feel very comfortable.
Yeah, but, well, it's not, I mean, it's something, I mean, confidence isn't something you're born with. It's got some, confidence is something you've got to learn. It's a skill.
Absolutely.
And actually, you know, confidence on camera, again, there are lots of confident people that stick a camera in front of them suddenly are not confident. So, you know, that's a
well,
great,
I think, and the main line with the Confidence on Camera course, and something that ends up kind of being a core thing is fear comes from the unknown. And that is what stops a lot of people is thinking, I know, I'm just going to set up a camera. I know my business. I'm going to press record. And then they go blank. Yeah. A lot of it comes through practice. So that course we go into, it's not necessarily a pep talk. It's more about how you can, it's tips and tools that allow you to be more confident in what you're doing.
So that's Confidence Camera. What's the second?
The second one is Video Marketing Strategy Toolkit, Video Content Strategy Toolkit. It is essentially a piece of, it's a course that is run that allows people to learn about their strategy. So if they have a bit of, so some businesses, I'm sort of saying it as if all of our audience don't have any skills whatsoever. Some businesses might have some technical skill. They might be making video in the past. They might have been starting to get some momentum. They might have someone working in their business or a marketing team that are making good stuff and they're seeing some results from it, but they don't really have a direction with it. And that's where we focus more on how that can be strategized. So I go into detail about how that video content can be used for a wider campaign, for a strategy, and it gives them a bit of a focus. So that is number two. And then number three is Video Content Toolkit, our second most popular course, other than Confidence on Camera. And that is where we go into super duper technical detail. So that is mainly for the people that don't have any really experience in making any kind of video content. So it goes down to how you make literal video content on your phone, how, what sort of other tools you could use, and how you actually make that video, not necessarily about the content insofar as what you're making, it's more how you make it. So
okay,
that's that one. And then the, where am I up to, the fourth one is pause while I just remember the name. I can't remember. The fourth one.
Intermission.
There we go. Right. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. The fourth one is short form content for beginners. So, the reason why I went down the route of going short form content in particular is because when businesses look at how content is consumed nowadays, they look at, basically, they look at things like TikTok, they look at Reels, they look at social media and where it's going, which is essentially short form, scrollable, small pieces of content that get consumed on an alarming scale every single day. And they think, oh my God, I don't even know where to start with that. My kids are doing it, my other people are doing it, but I have no idea what it is or the value behind it. If I explain how short form content works, a lot of people go, well, that doesn't make any sense in my head. What are you saying about how this works? This goes against a lot of things that I thought about video content. So it kind of myth busts a lot of things about short form content. And last but not least, before you fall asleep.
I'm loving it. It's really interesting.
The fifth one is building your brand's identity. And that is probably more targeted at startups, entrepreneurs, people who are kind of at the starting point of their business journey in general, or they're looking to kind of do some kind of refresh or rebrand.
And principally around video.
Yes. So it's building your brand's identity and how you can kind of build a message or a consistent message in how you conduct yourself and how you communicate on camera, in your content, in your visual content, whatever it may be. Because particularly this, and I've worked with businesses in the past that have multiple departments, or they might have people who are scattered across the UK. They might all be hybrid or whatever it may be, or remote working. And what tends to happen is that two people in location X go, this is our message, this is our brand, this is how we're going to communicate. And then person in location Y does something different and posts it, and then it's completely against that message. So how you can kind of have a bit of consistency. But all the courses work in a way where video marketing is a very, very, very broad thing, basically. I've done talks in the past, and I've done training in the past where the training provider has asked me to do a course on video marketing. And it's like, okay, well,
that's a fairly broad
that's a very topic. Big topic. And I'm going in there going, well, do you want people to learn about how to do it, what to do, why they do it, when they do it, where they do it? Like, there's so many different elements to video marketing. Our jobs are so varied in how we deliver content. Every single project we've done is different, and I stand by the fact we probably still haven't seen it all yet at this point. Like, there's still more coming. And to be able to just summarize everything about video marketing in 3 hours, I found when I was doing it that way, I found that the questions I was getting, I'd talk about strategy and then someone would stick their hand up and go, but how do I press record? And you go, well, that's a completely different situation. So I've kind of built the courses in such a way where they go into quite specific areas of video marketing, and then you can pick and mix what you want. So all the courses are the same length, they all cost the same, and what you do is you essentially pick and mix which ones you want, and you can have as many or as little as you want.
So do you deliver these courses to groups? Do you deliver them to individuals? Are they face to face? Are they online? Do you go to companies to do it? Do people come to you? How does it all work?
This is sounding like an infomercial.
An infomercial.
Bell. It varies. It depends. It depends, the famous line.
It depends, it's back.
It's back, and I'm bringing it back.
You've now got It Depends.
Oh, I've got an It Depends t-shirt. I need to get that. So it really does depend on the organisation and what they need. So they are courses that you can book in for yourself as a standalone person on your own if you want. If you're a startup doing it by yourself, you can book them as a organization and bring in whoever you want from that organization. I'd say maximum about 15 people per course, just because you end up, it becomes a lecture and I can't really get in depth with anyone then at that point. It can be done online if people are scattered all across the UK, or it can be in person. I've done a bit of everything, really.
So it's a flexible approach.
It's a very flexible approach. But I've also done what we are pretty good at, I suppose, at Howl Media and Howl Training, is we don't always have to pick up a camera to make a difference. We don't always have to. And this goes for creative businesses in general. When you want to engage the services of a creative organization, it doesn't always have to be practical, technical stuff. We do a load of consultancy. We do a lot of just telling people from an outsider's perspective, this is what we think you're doing wrong, and this is what you can do to do it right. And the consultancy element does make a big impact, because everyone's skill levels and every single person in this planet at this point has some experience of using something related to video marketing, whether that's watching reels, understanding TikTok, making videos themselves, making videos at home just for fun. Like, everyone's got some skill level when it comes to content creation, and it's hard to kind of quantify. Everyone in this room has no skills. Everyone in this room has some skills. It's really hard to kind of teach it in the same way to everyone, because everyone's got very different experiences. So with the training element is that we don't go into it expecting everyone to know nothing. We don't go into it expecting everyone to know everything, but we can kind of fit and blend our knowledge and our experiences to fill in the gaps. So some businesses we've worked with in the past have got big marketing departments. They've got lots of people who are experts in things that I'm not an expert in. They might be expert in email marketing, SEO, reporting, all this stuff, but then they might have no idea where to start with video. They might be creative businesses that work in photography or whatever it may be, or design, that don't have any experience with video. So we can kind of, it's not necessarily about teaching everything from scratch, and it can be, but it's about working with different businesses and trying to work out where those knowledge gaps are.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's also something that we always come across, is that explaining the importance of video marketing to people is pretty straightforward. The numbers speak for themselves. You know, ultimately, even down to, I mean, you mentioned SEO briefly. You know, Google will try and deliver a video solution first, wherever possible. Mm-hmm. And you know, where we struggle, or we don't struggle, I'm trying to get this the right way around, ultimately the story makes sense. People go, yeah, that's right, I buy into that. I watch tons of YouTube, I watch tons of stuff on Facebook, I watch tons of stuff, whatever it might be. I watch videos on LinkedIn, whatever platform, whatever setting it might be. And you say to them, well, actually, as it occurred to you, if you did that in your own business, people would stop and take on board what you're doing. They go, oh, yeah, that's great. And they come on the course and they learn some stuff. I think the hardest thing is consistency. And I think the hardest thing as well is for people to realize that it's for them as well. And I think that that kind of longevity part of it, that, you know, we can tell people till we're blue in the face that video is a great thing to have in your business. It's a great thing to have, you know, you will get more eyeballs on what it is you're saying if you do it in a video format. But to actually get them to do it, that's the real challenge.
Yeah.
And that's where training them in a way that they can clearly understand what it is they're meant to be doing, how they're meant to be doing it, and what it's for. That's the challenge.
Yeah, and I think also sometimes, just to end on that point, is that some businesses do, and some people do genuinely look at other people's content creation and go, I can do that, that's easy. How many times have we had it where people think that anyone can do what we do? And what I quite like to do sometimes when I'm doing training is I bring a tripod along with a phone attachment. I in the session, and I've done this a couple of times, is I've actually said to the people in the session, right, okay, you've sat here and come up with an idea for a series of videos that you want to produce, and I think they're a great idea, I think there's something that you could do, and there's something that I think would be successful. Let's make it, let's have a practice and see how it actually works. And often You get some people who immediately go, oh God, no, I couldn't possibly do it. And you get some people who go, right, okay, let's have a go. And actually just having a practice and having a go at trying to create that visual idea, or trying to create that thing that you wanted to create to get some results, it does actually, by doing it for real, you do get a sense of, oh wow, okay, this does need some practice. And that's kind of the message that I have with Howl Training in particular, is everything takes practice and patience. And that's probably, no matter what course you do, the takeaway that a lot of people come away with is, okay, I know that I can do it, and I just need to work on how I get to doing it, and how that comes with the confidence and people feeling like they can do it.
And do you think as well that the age group of the people that you're working with is important? Because obviously you've got that kind of, whether you're a digital native, or, you know, like, because obviously if you're under a certain age, making stuff on your phone is just second nature. You just do it, and it's there, and you're working with it. We do tend to work with people who come into this world and go, wow, this is mind blowing, you know, whether it's an age thing or whatever it might be. But I think that a lot of people, particularly like the confidence on camera stuff, they do tend to be slightly
although
older.
I have had moments where it's really caught me off guard, where I have had, I mean, I think you were there at the time, but I've had young people, maybe even younger than me, who go, I have no idea where to start with short form content, I don't have TikTok, I don't have this. A lot of the next generation, I know there's a belief that all the young people out there are on TikTok, there is a lot of people out there who just aren't interested in that. But actually, I've been on courses where I've had stereotypically the types of people where you go, you would not know where to start. So sort of older people, and I've had one lady who was a grandmother raise her hand and go, I've just downloaded DaVinci Resolve and I've been having a go at that, what do you think? And I was so bowled over by the thought of, I literally had no expectations of that person, and in my stereotypical assumptions, I thought that person will not know what that is.
And that is, and maybe I'm guilty of that as well, because I've just jumped in and said, "Oh, it's all about age, it's all about this, it's all about that." And actually, I'm just perpetuating
I follow a 92-year-old man on Instagram called Grandpa Joe, who makes TikTok and Reel videos, and they're really good. And like, I think that I've through training a lot of different people and being in a lot of different businesses and going in and seeing a lot of different skill levels, is people will surprise you. And a lot of people don't realize they're skilled in it either.
Always surprise you.
And now that is the end of this podcast. So excellent. Final question. Last
question. Excellent because it's the end, but
Chris is gradually wheeling towards the door as we speak. Number one question, what's the best thing that you've ever done training wise? You've done training sessions as an attendee. What's your favorite one you've done?
Life-saving.
Ooh, what did you do?
We did, I was a bit snippy about it. We did CPR and defibrillator one.
Hey.
Brilliant. Really, really interesting, eye-opening. Not what I expected. And I think that I got a lot from it.
Excellent. I love it.
I love training. I think training is a great thing. I think that even if you just treat it as a way of just spending time with other people on a knowledge journey, mm-hmm. and you come away, and even if it reinforces, and you know, something you thought you knew, and you come away and go, oh, actually I was right all along. I think training is just so valuable. It's so valuable for everybody. Doesn't matter what you do for a living. I think there's so much to get from it.
I stand by the fact you can eat too much, you can drink too much, we can never learn too much.
Oh, that's a very
you never can learn.
Have you just made that up?
No, it's something that I believe in. Oh, okay. You can never ever learn too much, and you can never overlearn anything. You just keep going. You can it's a never-ending, infinite, wonderful thing. But my favorite thing that I've ever done training-wise as an attendee was three weeks before I had my daughter, I went to a baby training class where they actually brought a real baby, and I got to give her a bath, and I got to actually do things that terrified me before I had Esme. So that was something that I learned.
Excellent. But,
so that is this episode. So yep, I'm going to wrap it up now.
Yep,
feel free to be on our podcast. If you want to be a guest, you can get in touch with us. We release a new podcast every other Tuesday. So we look forward to seeing you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.